by an ad council.
Welcome to the Talk Radio Countdown Show with Doug Steffen, counting down what America's talking about.
The Talk Radio Countdown.
We have an extraordinary thing with the Internet. We have now about 20 years of experience with an open Internet where innovators can reach consumers, where there's a free flow of knowledge, a tremendous exchange of ideas and free speech. It's very important that we preserve that as we go into the next generation of the Internet, and we're focused on doing that, but making sure that we have a communications landscape that serves consumers, that serves the public, that's innovative, that's driving economic growth and job creation in the United States. Our communication sector is such an important part of all these goals for the country, and we work very hard on that every day.
All right, here we go in another big government grab for power from a group that doesn't have the authority nor the constitutional right to grab it, but that's the way it is in our world. So we'll see what you think as we go through the new net neutrality rule, not a law, a rule made by the Federal Communications Commission. That was the chairman of the FCC, Julius Genachowski, who was one of the three who helped push through this new net neutrality rule. And so you understand what this is about. I don't know that it's good or bad, frankly. You'll have to be the judge of that, and you can help express yourself at 800-510-8255. Clay Cohut, who's our director of social media, will be along in a little bit to explain it more clearly, but I'll give you what I know and what I can ascertain by reading various news accounts and listening to some of the people who are in my business that may be affected by this, including me and you. The FCC has approved the so-called net neutrality rule that aims to prevent Internet providers from discriminating against legal content. So this net neutrality bill, if you will, advocated, by people who are strongly under the impression that we need to make sure that everybody has a specific inroad to the net. Republicans, Internet providers, all in agreement with the disappointed position. The legislation was opposed by a lot of different people. Some of the opponents say the FCC is attempting to push excessive government regulation of the Internet without congressional authority. The actions threaten the future of technology. And again, knowing these people who are in charge at the moment, not able to particularly well read the tea leaves of the last election, just keep pushing, just keep cramming, just keep shoving. And so the rule was passed by three Democrats. The two Republicans who are on the commission voted against it. Here is Commissioner Robert McDowell, one of the two dissenters, explaining what this really is about from his point of view.
Well, what this does, actually, for the first time ever, it injects the government into these types of decisions. It injects the government into Internet regulation. And the perverse effect could be higher rates for consumers. It could be less investment. It could be less innovation in the Internet space. There's nothing broken in the Internet space. The government doesn't need to be doing this. And the unintended consequences and costs are really at risk here. The SEC is defying a court and defying a large bipartisan majority of Congress. When was the last time you heard those words strung together where there was a large bipartisan majority of Congress agreeing on something? And the FCC is also defying a court order from April, this past April 6th at the D.C. Court of Appeals here, the federal court in Washington, D.C. So this is going to put the FCC on a collision course with Congress and the courts, and it's going to cause years of litigation and create a lot of uncertainty in the broadband market and the Internet market in general, where there was no uncertainty before. The Internet is open and freedom-enhancing, has been since it was privatized in 1994, and it's become that way under current law, under the current bipartisan and international consensus that governments should keep their hands off of the Internet. current until today, that is. So that's number one. Number two, there are ample laws on the books that protect consumers. Antitrust laws, consumer protection laws, the Federal Trade Commission, the Department of Justice, both are really quite well equipped to protect consumers should a broadband provider act in an anti-competitive way. So there's nothing broken to be fixed. This is unnecessary. Laws already are on the books that protect consumers, and there are going to be really some adverse unintended consequences here.
Amen. There was a long meeting, some unusually pointed remarks from dissenting commissioners at the FCC, but as expected, the chairman, Mr. Jankowski, who wanted this passed, the net neutrality order, is now going to move ahead. The commissioner, Michael Copps, voted in favor, called the order an important turning point in the struggle to ensure the continued openness of the Internet. Everybody wants that. Who doesn't want openness on the Internet? But who thinks the government is the manager, ought to be the manager? The FCC has provocatively charted a collision course with members of Congress and with the courts. And for what good reason? More of your money, your tax money, being used, abused. The torture continues with these people who are in charge. Spend, 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 shove, 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 change, change, change. Change is great if it's necessary. What is there about the way the Internet works right now that needs to be changed? As you think about what your response to that is, help yourself to 800-510-8255. Our text line is 646-926. Doug, I know many of you feel very strongly about this and want to be heard, so we'll give you as much time as possible after we present both sides of this issue, even though it may be weighted a little more negatively because that's the way I feel about it, and maybe I'm in the bully pulpit, but you can modify it if you want to, argue that this is good if you would like to, and we'll move ahead with the arguments and thoughts from Talk Radio, Talk Television. This is the Talk Radio Countdown Show.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices. Guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
This guy I met online, he could be anyone. How can I know who to trust?
With BinVerified.com, you can run instant background checks right from your home computer for free.
With BinVerified, I know exactly who I'm meeting before the first date.
My accountant, my mortgage broker, and even my electrician. Now I know I can trust him.
No stranger comes around my growing family without a background check. Search anyone, even yourself. What turns up just might surprise you.
Visit BinVerified.com/Radio 4 for a free trial of unlimited background checks.
BinVerified.com.
800-510-8255. Email to Doug at DougStephan.com. Here to overview the federal setting it there. I choke on these words and have for a long time because of the general tone of what comes out of the authoritarianism of the FCC, the Federal Communications Commission, approving these net neutrality rules. The vote was 3-2. What happens here? It prohibits phone companies and cable companies from favoring or discriminating against Internet content and services. Now, that on the surface seems good. Swell. Broadband providers have to let customers have access to all legal online content, all the services that are available over the wired networks, meaning that they can't deliberately block content from their rivals. The rules do, however, give broadband providers flexibility to manage data on their systems to deal with problems like network congestion, unwanted traffic, including spam, as long as they publicly disclose their network management practices. There's an excerpt. The full order isn't quite available yet, but the FCC has released what it calls key excerpts from the order on net neutrality, including the new definition for broadband internet access service and some of the details on the rules of transparency, unreasonable discrimination. All that stuff sounds great. And maybe this down the road will prove to be a good idea, but not put forth. My problem more is that it's as if it were a law passed by a group of an agency of the federal government, has no authority to be making laws or rules. None. Congress's job is to do that because they represent you and me, supposedly. The FCC sure as hell doesn't. All right, let's move back into the overview here. From CNN, Josh Leves helps you understand net neutrality and what the argument is on both sides, because that's important here.
The basic idea behind net neutrality is that everyone should have equal access to the web, that whether you're a huge company or a small independent operator, you should have equal access and speed on the internet. And the FCC says its rules would require that high-speed internet providers treat everybody, all these providers, equally. Think of it as a road. We got a little picture for you here. Think of it like this road, all right? Right now, everyone can get on the road and use those high-speed lanes. But if the people who control the roads started allowing big companies to pay to use the faster lanes while the smaller operators had to use the slower lanes, that could damage business opportunities for those smaller operators. It would make them harder to compete. Consumers don't like sitting around waiting for information. They want whatever's fastest. And if the big guys are faster, they're going to be doing better. Now, the FCC's proposal is facing criticism from two different angles here. First, you have some internet freedom advocates who say it actually doesn't go far enough. One of their complaints is that it's not creating the same set of rules for mobile communications devices like your smartphone. I hear Senator Al Franken complaining about that on the Senate floor.
Maybe you like Google Maps. Well, tough. If the FCC passes this weak rule, Verizon will be able to cut off access to Google Maps, to the Google Maps app on your phone, and force you to use their own mapping program, Verizon Navigator, even if it is not as good, even if they charge money, when Google Maps is free.
That was him complaining over the weekend there. Now, there's also people on the other side who say the government just shouldn't be getting involved here. Here's an example. A Robert M. McDowell, one of two Republican commissioners on the five-member commission of the FCC, he wrote this in the Wall Street Journal editorial. He wrote, analysts and broadband companies of all sizes have told the FCC that new rules are likely to have the perverse effect of inhibiting capital investment, deterring innovation, raising operating costs, and ultimately increasing consumer prices.
People don't want the federal government involved in this stuff. And you listen to Al Franken, if he's against it, man, and this is a democratically controlled administration at the moment, this is really a kind of a strange reality where the new rules of the road are provided by people who have no support whatsoever from the political base. Well, they're Democrats, and therefore they are in charge, or so they think, so they'll push things through. Again, both sides are guilty of this kind of thinking. But you, the consumer, get rules guarding supposedly your right to view what you want, depending on how you interpret this stuff. Also, the tiered charges for web access, which seems to be the point of many who are against it. I'm against it because it comes from a group that has no authority. 21 after the hour on the countdown.
A wall? A roof? A room? Or will you build stronger families, healthier children, more successful students? Each year, thousands of volunteers, donors, and partner families build houses and so much more with Habitat for Humanity. They build better lives and hope for the future. So, what will you build? A porch? A kitchen? A bedroom? Or will you build a stable home, a renewed neighborhood, a better world? What will you build? Each day in nearly 90 countries, Habitat volunteers, donors, and families are building houses, hope, and brighter futures. So, what will you build? Find out at Habitat.org and help build it.
Shop Toys R Us for super deals on the biggest selection of toys and video games from the hottest brands like Barbie, Fisher-Price, Lego, Nintendo, and more. If you're expecting a baby, register with Babies R Us. We make it easy to plan for baby's arrival. Sign up in-store or online. Plus, make shopping even more rewarding. Join our free rewards program at Toys R Us and Babies R Us and get exclusive offers, discounts, and more. Toys R Us and Babies R Us, the hottest toys and everything for baby, all at low prices. Come shop and save today.
Time now for the final round. Mike has blue eyes, Jim has brown eyes. What does Joe have?
Bronchitis?
Correct.
Yes.
If X marks the spot...
Y folds the laundry!
Correct.
Woo!
How many TV episodes and movies does Netflix let you watch for only $8 a month?
As many as you want!
Correct!
I can't believe that!
Watch unlimited TV episodes and movies right when you want, instantly through your game console or other devices, all for only $8 a month from Netflix. See terms of use.
We're counting down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
800-510-8255. When calls are appropriate in a few minutes, we'll underscore that reality. We're talking about the FCC. If you are just joining us, the FCC has passed what is called the Net Neutrality Bill, or I don't even know what it can be, a bill because it wasn't passed by Congress. It's a rulemaking. Clay Cohut, who works here on this program, he's in charge of social media, understands the internet, understands net neutrality, understands what the issues are. As you heard me say a few minutes ago, Clay, my real issue with this, not necessarily understanding the widgets of it all, right, is that it comes from an agency that has no ability, has no legal authority to be doing this. That's my problem. Now, what's the problem people have with it, if you forget that issue and look at the, I guess, between the lines effects of this, what's the reason for it? Why would it be good or bad?
Well, net neutrality is sort of a weird issue because of what, for one reason, it's one of those great things because it's named something that's sort of opposite of what happens.
what a shock. Another government deal that doesn't come out the way that it sounds.
So right now the computer, the internet on your computer is sort of like a blank slate. You can go to whatever website you want. You pay sort of one fee a month. You can pay a little more if you want to get faster internet, but it's basically just one fee for one internet. But, net neutrality, and I believe the way it passed now, is such that the internet could be more like your cable bill, where you choose sort of a package of not channels but websites that you would want to access over the month, and then you might have to pay more to access different websites. So the $10 a month plan might come with a Yahoo package where you could search through Yahoo. And then if you decided to pay $5 more a month or something, you might be able to search through Google instead. Right. But the net neutrality thing is they're saying the government will remain – they'll pass a law that the government will remain neutral and in the future not regulated, meaning that would be make the internet service providers free to regulate it themselves.
All right. So, in essence, this would, if I'm thinking about my Fios bill, for example, I have access to everything, and if the folks at Verizon have maps or something or whatever it is that they want me to use, they'll make it so that if I use Google Maps or MapQuest, they charge me X number of dollars a week or a month to be able to use that. Is that what I'm hearing?
Right, exactly.
All right, that's with the bill.
Yes.
Huh. So how does that make it? I don't understand how that makes it available for everybody. I don't.
Well, are you saying that you don't understand how that makes it net neutral?
Yeah, no, I don't.
Well, that's if there's the government is neutral on the net, apparently, is my understanding of this bill. Sure. And it's worded the network neutrality, the way it's set up, is worded so vaguely that I could be on the opposite, thinking right. The opposite.
That's what I'm figuring. It's the vagaries of verbiage, if you will. All right, Clay Cohut here. We'll go to Fox now. Shepard Smith speaking with attorney Keith Sullivan and Tom Knuff. Debating this rule.
The thinking is that if you keep the internet all free and mama wants to open a cookie store online, she can do that because she'll have the same rules that Mrs. Fields has. Mrs. Fields won't have more broadband space, and that's a very simple sort of explanation of it all, but that was the simple thinking of it. One side apparently wants, I guess, corporations to have more big, if you have more money, you have more space. Is that right?
Your example is perfect. What this FCC regulation has set forth, and for once I agree with a form of government intervention here, and the reason I do is because it's pro-consumer. Mama Cookie Shop can now regulate and compete with Mrs. Fields because Mrs. Fields will not be able to pay additional money to the Internet service providers for faster bandwidth. Currently, Internet service providers engage in censorship. They determine what websites you can and cannot access. They also determine the relative speed at which you get them. And that's what Netflix's argument is behind all this.
Yes, Netflix, that's the one they want to stream a bunch of movies to you. In fact, they do. And they use up more space. So, Tom, what's the other side of this?
Shep, the Internet service providers are not trying to in any way limit anybody's access to the Internet or censor the Internet. Quite the opposite. What they're trying to do is to ensure that when we log on, we can actually get on the Internet and surf the Internet at a reasonable speed. Someone use this analogy for me. Picture everybody in New York City turning on their water faucets all at once and the strain that would put on our infrastructure and the water pressure. It's a very similar situation when you're at home at your computer and you log on to this content, rich content like Netflix, which puts a tremendous strain on the Internet itself. Remember, the Internet is everybody sharing the same space at the same time and breaking it down into little nanoseconds that none of us understand. What the Internet service providers are trying to do is say, look, let's let the free market run its course here. And if you want to log on to Netflix, that's fine. But in order to deter everybody from doing that at once, we may have to charge an additional fee. And
for certain times of the day,
content-rich times, and so forth. Now, look, no one likes additional fees, but I don't like the idea of sniveling bureaucrats down at the FCC in Washington trying to regulate something that has thrived for the last couple of decades because of the lack of government regulation.
Chef, the problem is the free market right now on the Internet is controlled by these Internet service providers, and they will block websites that will allow their competitors to enter your living room, and that's the problem. That's outright censorship, and in America, we can't stand for that.
Here's why the free market, Keith, not to jump in on you, will solve that problem. If you're subscribing to Comcast or AOL or whoever your Internet service provider is, and you feel that they're blocking your access to material that you want to have access to, you switch service providers, and the free market provides a solution for that, because when there's competition, people have choices. When the FCC is controlling things down in Washington, that doesn't increase our access, that limits it.
Government being involved no matter what is bad, as far as I'm concerned.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
In USA Radio News, I'm Jason Walker. An airline pilot facing civil penalties from the TSA for posting videos on YouTube of what he calls security lapses at San Francisco International Airport.
The pilot's attorney, Don Warno.
The issue is that the government isn't addressing a major security problem, which is that ground crews don't get the same level of security screening that passengers do.
The videos show ground crews servicing aircraft as the unidentified pilot narrates how those workers only need to swipe a card to access secure areas. I'm John Q. Lawrence.
Well, the feds are warning airlines about a possible new threat. TSA says terrorists may try to use insulated containers like thermos bottles to smuggle explosives onboard aircraft. It could mean air travelers will soon encounter additional security screening measures, possibly by the weekend. IRN USA Radio News.
Dear Mom and Dad, one thing I've learned in the Army is that when you're lucky enough to get a little time off,
you should put it to good use. So I'm taking a moment to write and tell you that I'm fine and doing well. We have good days and bad days over here. We try to remember the good ones and get through the bad ones as best we can. Mostly we have each other, and that's what keeps us going. That and the pride of our commitment to getting the job done, whatever it takes. I miss you all very much and can't wait to get back to life as usual. Please tell everybody hello for me and that I'll be home soon. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son, Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people. People just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
I don't know what to tell you about all of this, except that it's government. Yeah. Listen to all these news talk radio programs that we monitor. You listen to many of them yourself, or at least the tone as set by many of the great local hosts and on the great local talk radio stations around the country that we monitor. And you're listening to and watching some of this debate on television. We put them both together here on the countdown, but it's the same theme every day, isn't it? Government, 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 government. In your face, in your face, in your face, in your face. Don't you get sick of it? Every day it's a new confrontation. Some new, we've let this thing grow to a monster. Out of control. These people have no more authority to regulate the internet than I do. Or you do. Here's the story from David Goodfriend, who is a Democratic strategist appearing on MSNBC.
Well, today the FCC voted to maintain an open internet where every future Mark Zuckerberg or Steve Jobs is free to invent the next big job-creating thing. This is supposed to prevent an internet where four phone and cable companies basically man the toll booths of the 21st century. What I find most amazing about today's turn of events, though, is the reaction it engendered across the political spectrum. We have public interest groups on the left disparaging the FCC's order as a fake net neutrality. And on the right, Republicans in Congress claim that this is a government takeover of the internet and threaten to cut off the FCC's enforcement funding. I think we just witnessed the telecommunications equivalent of a healthcare town hall meeting. Now, I'm one of those people who has been working, lobbying, fighting here in Washington in favor of strong rules that preserve the open internet. This fight will go down as the mother of all telecommunications industry campaigns. Back in 2008, candidate Obama promised to preserve the open internet. But then the phone and cable companies had some meetings with the White House, got their unions to weigh in, blitzed Capitol Hill, and suddenly net neutrality became a threat to jobs in the United States. What? Jobs at Facebook and Google don't count? Oh, and speaking of Google, the flagship company that pushed for an open internet policy, they went and cut a deal with a phone company and promptly disappeared from the debate. Folks, I am here to tell you, reporting from the front lines, the whole thing was gross. Bully tactics, side deals, infighting, you name it, John Grisham would have had a field day. But I remain hopeful. I think the FCC is right to lay down some ground rules. I think the agency charged with ensuring that the public can communicate freely over wire and radio has every right to prohibit discrimination by broadband providers against some speakers. Sure, today's order did not go far enough. It takes a much lighter approach to wireless broadband than to wired, for example. But based on the free-for-all food fight we just witnessed here in Washington, I sure prefer some consumer protections to none at all.
Yeah, good for you, sir. 800, and you want it passed by some group that has no authority whatsoever to do it. 800, spoken like a true mobster. These people, they're mobsters. 800-510, or socialists, maybe one and the same. 800-510-8255. Okay, a couple of the talk hosts and then your calls here. Clay's monitoring what you're saying in the social media, so we'll see if you have some thoughts on this. This is a developing, as they say, a developing story. So the Facebook folks and Twitterers are on it. But I think because this does involve the Internet, it's probably more passionate and hotter there. That is the discussion than anywhere else. Radio host John Hines speaking with Al Franken, who opposes the ruling. You heard from Franken before. Here's some more.
Let's start at the beginning, what net neutrality is for your audience, okay?
Oh, sure.
Basically, the Internet heretofore, I mean, through its entire history, has been open. So if you are a blogger, you can blog and people can receive your blog as fast as they can receive the New York Times or the Washington Post or Fox News or anyone else. Or if you're a mom and pop hardware store and you want to have a website, it gets to you as the consumer of the information as fast as Ace Hardware's.
Right,
or
exactly.
Anything like that. So that's the nature of this. It's sort of the speed at which it goes. And what we're afraid of now is that Internet service providers will charge the providers of content to get a faster speed to you. So, in other words, now the Ace Hardware website will get to you faster, New York Times will get to you faster. And
because they're paying the freight, in other words.
They'll pay the freight. So they're paying for being in a faster lane. And the Internet service provider is getting money, so that corporations then basically will control the Internet as opposed to being open and free. I'll give you an example. YouTube started over like a pizza factory, right? Or not a pizza shop. There was Google TV at the time, which is much inferior, but these guys started it. And if Google TV had been able to pay for that to be on, you get it faster than YouTube, YouTube never would have existed. No one would have gotten YouTube. So what this has done is created a tremendous amount of innovation. The fact that the Internet has been free and open has created this tremendous engine of prosperity and of jobs and innovation that is exactly what this is all about. And, there's some critics of this, and we had kind of a hearing with the FCC in Minnesota. And it started with a number of people, I think, had come to criticize what we were trying to do, saying, like, keep the we want it the same way it's always been. And then I'd say, well, that's exactly what we're doing. We're trying to keep it the same way it's always been. Oh, well, keep the government out of the Internet. And it's like, well, the government kind of paid for the Internet through DARPA, which is the Defense Advanced Research Project Agency, part of the Defense Department, created the Internet. And they went, oh. And I said, what we're really trying to do is just keep it the way it is.
Yeah. Keep it the way it is. So Al Franken is against this, says if net neutrality rules were in effect a few years ago, YouTube would not exist. And that is true. You listen to all of this stuff back and forth and back and forth, and you have no wonder now that only 17% of you, 17% of Americans, are satisfied at all with the current direction of our country. The new Gallup poll out this week suggesting 17%. This is the lowest it's ever been in terms of the Gallup poll. The lowest it was before was 20% back when George Bush was president. 17%. 17% of you are satisfied with your government. How does a government stay in power when only 17% of the people being governed support it? And the reason 17% of you support it, or only 17% of you support it, is because of junk like this. And every day, some new ruling, some new law, some new in-your-face way of taking money. The deficit this year in this country went up by $2 trillion. 4 years ago, the deficit wasn't even close to being that, and it was higher than it had ever been before. Under George Bush, the deficit was higher than the country had ever seen before. Now, it's four times higher than it was when George Bush was president. And that's not saying much for George Bush, saying a whole lot less for the people around now. Well, we had to spend all that money to get the economy going. Yeah, the economy's doing great. Look around at all the people who are still out of work. Okay, so let's finish off a discussion of government in the Internet with radio host Bruce St. James, who actually finds some positives in this ruling.
I am decidedly in the middle on this. I see the positives and the negatives of both sides. Having said that, I always usually defer to less government regulation.
Sure.
So right now, when in doubt, less government regulation is better. Here's what it is. The proposed rules that are referred to as net neutrality would basically be a set of rules that would prevent fixed line broadband providers. In the city of Phoenix, that would be Cox, Quest. They would prevent those companies from blocking access to sites and applications. The rules, however, would allow wireless companies much more latitude in putting limits. The net neutrality rules are not the same for wireless as they are for wired. Again, if you have a cable coming into your house, that's wired. If you're looking for a signal that you don't pay for, that's wireless. Or you pay a AT&T, you pay a monthly fee. Mm-hmm. Okay, that's over the air as opposed to wired. So there are two sets of rules and two different groups that are arguing over this. The argument that is made right now is that if net neutrality is not passed by the FCC, companies like, let's use Cox, and I'm not accusing Cox of this, I'm saying this is what could happen. A company like Cox could determine exactly what content comes into your house and how fast that content comes into your house. So you are a Cox customer, and you love Netflix. You love
YouTube.
Mm-hmm. And you watch a ton of videos. They could. I'm not accusing them of it. They could either block those sites from coming through their tube,
okay,
their cable,
okay,
or they could slow them down to the point that you would even be frustrated and wouldn't use those.
Because it would take forever to load a video.
6 hours to load a video or something, right? Because they put it on a lower tier, a slower tier.
Okay.
And the argument is that Cox would do that because they want to sell you a premium tier of service, and at the same time, they would want to sell YouTube that they need to pay Cox to be on that premium tier. If they aren't willing to pay to be in the fast lane, do 35 mile an hour in the slow lane. Could it ever get to that? I don't know. And here's my concern, and I don't want to be the conspiracy theorist in the room, but there is the libertarian side of me. Okay? And the libertarian side of me says, if you let the FCC get into regulation of the Internet, do you think they're just going to stop at this?
No. And that's the problem. 800-510-8255. You stop them. I may find myself listening, as I did to Bruce just there. You can hear some good things in this as it's being discussed. But the FCC doesn't have any business. It's none of their damn business. They don't have the power to do this. And so where I come down on it, whether it's good or bad, it comes from the wrong source. And if you don't stand up to this stuff, then you lose. The representative government is dead. It's on life support systems now, but it's dead when you let these clowns start on with five people deciding among themselves what to do with the Internet. Is something really wrong. 800-510-8255. Your comments up next on The Countdown.
Sally Field talks about getting a month of Boniva free.
If you have osteoporosis, check out the My Boniva program. It's free to join and shows you lots of ways to help improve your bone strength. Boniva works with your body to help stop and reverse bone loss. And My Boniva gives you calcium-rich recipes, monthly reminders, and even a month of Boniva free.
Once monthly Boniva is a 150-milligram prescription tablet to treat and prevent postmenopausal osteoporosis. See our ad in Weight Watchers. Don't take Boniva ibandronate sodium if you have problems with your esophagus, low blood calcium, severe kidney disease, or can't sit or stand for at least 1 hour. Follow dosing instructions carefully. Stop taking Boniva and tell your doctor if you have difficult or painful swallowing, chest pain, or severe or continuing heartburn, as these may be signs of serious upper digestive problems. If jaw problems or severe bone, joint, and or muscle pain develop, tell your doctor.
Ask your doctor if Boniva can help you stop losing and start reversing. And check out the My Boniva program.
Join today and get a free month of Boniva if eligible at MyBoniva.com or call 1-888-MYBONIVA.
Hi, welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
I need a printer cartridge, but I don't want to pay a lot.
Well, you're in luck. We guarantee low prices on our ink. So if you find it for less than another store, we'll match it.
What if I find my ink for a dollar?
Well, we'd match it.
How about for a quarter?
We'd match that too.
How about pocket lint? What if I get it for that?
Absolutely.
Really?
No.
At Staples, your ink is always in stock and always at low prices, guaranteed. And if you find it for less, we'll match it. Staples. That was easy. Price guarantee available within 14 days of Staples purchase. Excludes outlets and clearance. See staples.com for details.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold for your IRA? That's right. Gold has been available to be placed in IRAs since 1986. Yet still, the financial industry refuses to recognize the value of real hard assets for your retirement. The truth be told, gold and silver has outperformed paper investments like stocks, bonds, and CDs, yet no word about IRAs. Perhaps the financial institutions want to maintain control of your assets by keeping you in paper. If you'd like to take a look at gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low return on your paper investments. Call 800-686-2237. Make sure that you secure your future. Call 800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
800-510-8255. Jay is in Blackshear, Georgia. Yes, ma'am. You're on the air on The Countdown.
Well, good morning. How is everyone today?
I think everybody is upset about the government. What about you?
Well, I'll tell you, I look at their intent and purpose. The FCC is supposed to regulate consumer protection.
Well, so that's not really. The FCC's only mandate, the only law, the only constitutional impact the FCC is supposed to have is regulating the dial position of radio stations. That was the only authority it was given when it came into existence in 1929. From that point to this, it's been you and me and our parents and grandparents who have just rolled over and played dead to them and their rulemaking. They have absolutely no constitutional authority to do this.
Well, none. I agree. I agree. They don't provide the consumers the rights, the laws, or the rules they've already passed by Congress. They don't allow the organizations to get away with violating the rights of consumers.
Jay, this is a perfect example of why there will be a revolution, because these people are so tone deaf to what's going on in society, what's going on in the country. They just keep pushing and pushing and pushing their agenda, which is not the agenda of the majority of people in the country. Simple. Plain and simple.
I think with everything the government has done before, with the bank bailouts and foreclosures, the car industry, all the American job losses, the only thing left that I thought they were going to do is just, you know, have, you know, every family sell all their gold and diamonds.
Right.
They
will all be broke. All right, thanks. 51 after on The Countdown.
A big day deserves a better breakfast, like the new Subway Breakfast Melt. Try the Sunrise Subway Melt or the Meltastic Breakfast BMT with pepperoni, salami, black forest ham, and tomato, fresh toasted on flatbread. Their melted goodness made irresistibly delicious. Get yours starting at 7 a.m. Build your better breakfast
at Subway. Products may vary, available from opening to 11 a.m. at participating restaurants.
Improve your memory with Neurolox. One out of two American seniors will experience life-altering brain decline, but it's not too late to protect yourself. With the breakthrough product, Neurolox Advanced Memory Formula, you can improve your focus and memory, protect against premature brain decline and oxidation, and even elevate your mood. Call 1-888-445-1932 to try Neurolox risk-free. Refocus your mind, improve your memory, and fight premature brain aging, all with Neurolox. Call today, 1-888-445-1932.
An important message from Medicare and the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services.
Got 2 miles to go, John. Why are you smiling?
Oh, you'll like this. I just changed my Medicare.
Open enrollment?
Yep. I compared plans and found coverage that's better for me.
Did you see the new benefits we get from the new health care law?
What?
Like, well, 50% off brand name prescriptions for anyone in the donut hole.
Really?
Come on, John. You got to keep up.
Open enrollment is November 15th to December 31st. Visit Medicare.gov or call 1-800-MEDICARE.
Hi, I'm Shannon Brown with FedEx. We've been working together with the March of Dimes for stronger, healthier babies for many years. Did you know in America, 1 in 8 babies is born too soon? Those who survive their early birth can suffer serious and sometimes lifelong health problems. Some babies never come home. Help bring more babies home healthy. Join me and the March of Dimes in fighting premature birth. Go to marchofdimes.com.
Down what America's talking about. The Talk Radio Countdown Show continues.
Putting a spin of sorts on all of this. 800-510-8255. What say you about this argument? Are you a free thinker? Are you all bopping around this because you spend a lot of time on the internet and you don't quite know what this all means? Clay Kohut, who manages our social media, that is Twitter and Facebook, and pretty much runs DougStefan.com, is here with some comments that he's been monitoring from both Twitter and Facebook on the net neutrality ruling. Clay?
Yeah, I got a few of them, Doug. The first one comes from Twitter user Jay Scope, who says, this crap was written by the ISPs for the ISPs.
Internet service providers, ISP, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
This crap was written by the Internet service providers for the Internet service providers, and it's a typical day in Washington, D.C., I suppose. This is terrible, terrible news for everyone, and then he put a sad face.
Wow.
And then Twitter user Spivey378 said, it's almost like the government helps create monopolies by trying to help us. And then the last one I got, Doug, Twitter user Sal Paradiso, who says, I think this is a step in the right direction, but we've got to go farther if we're going to make sure that the net doesn't become corporate America's plaything.
Interesting. All right, thank you. 800-510-8255, a divided Federal Communications Commission approving new rules meant to prohibit broadband companies from interfering with Internet traffic flowing to their customers. Is this the right way to do that? James calls from Texas with observations on the countdown.
People generally want neutrality. They generally want fairness and people to be treated equally. And most importantly, they want to be able to reach every website on the web that they can. Now, of course, as free market conservatives, we also believe in differentiation. We believe that if you want to pay more for a better product, you should be able to. If you want to pay less for a discounted product, you should be able to. And that there are differences in markets. So that's something that should be accounted for as well. But the most important thing is the point that you made already, that there really aren't any problems. We generally have a fair and open Internet. If any provider were to go off that basic path and stop providing what people want, they would lose business. At the basis here, there's, in addition to a business dispute, some companies wanting to get access to the web for less than it really costs. I think there's an ideological dispute. A lot of people on the left, frankly, are upset by the idea that the Internet has become such a powerful communications medium, perhaps the most powerful in history. Government does not control it, and that strikes them as wrong. And it strikes me as one of the best things that's ever happened.
All right, so James has no problem with the Internet the way it is. So the question is, why change it? That's the question most people are asking. Will from Minnesota with something to say here on the countdown.
Well, I think purely from a consumer standpoint, putting aside all business interests and all that, you probably want a system in place that lets you make all the choices. And so you wouldn't have to pay any greater for any application than you otherwise would because your ISP happens to be competing with them for business. So you would want, you'd probably be in favor of more aggressive FCC or government regulation to ensure that the big companies aren't slowing down those highway lanes. Now, if you're an entrepreneur and you're out there developing business, or if you happen to be a stockholder of Comcast or Quest or Verizon or one of those companies, you might be looking at it a little differently, saying, hey, that could that could somehow affect the returns for those companies if they're not able to exercise some control over their business. There's good solid issues on both sides of the table, and you know, I think most people would look at the FCC's action this morning based on what they've given us in press releases and say this was kind of a lukewarm attempt, almost a punt, if you will, on really addressing the issue of net neutrality because they didn't take one side very aggressively. They went down the middle. And even when this is all done, it's very likely that this is going to get challenged in court because there's not clear law that the FCC has the right to do what they're even doing on a limited basis.
All right. Final thought here. How about Eric calling in from New York?
I just wanted to comment on the concept of these companies doing the right thing without regulation. I think it's absolutely ridiculous. Out here, our provider, which is Cablevision, is a monopoly. There's no competition. They do whatever they want to. Their pricing practices are basically predatory. They're always forcing you to try and or trying to force you to take things you don't want. And I'll give you a perfect example. If somebody rents a house and has Internet service in it, doesn't pay their bill and moves out, somebody else moves in, tries to get Internet service, they'll force that person to pay the last person's bill before they'll even connect it. I mean, that's absurd. The IRS is kind and compassionate by comparison.
Well, there's something to what you're saying, Eric, but is this the way to get around the problem and fix it? Food for thought. This is not going to go away, this discussion. However, we are going to go away because the hour is up on the Talk Radio Countdown Show. Thanks to CNN, NBC, ABC, Fox, C-SPAN, John Gambling, John Hines, the Bruce St. James Show for helping us with content on this version of the Talk Radio Countdown Show.